Hello, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Okay. Can you tell us your name, age, and what school you're currently attending right now?
Hi. Well, my name is Janelle. I am 19 years old. I am currently a second year at UCLA. I'm a psychology major and planning to get a minor in education.
Okay. What high school did you attend and what was it like?
Well, I attended a public high school near my home, Santa Education Complex. That's the name of my high school. I live in a low-income community, so therefore we do not have many resources at our school. The neighborhood, sometimes I felt safe, but a lot of the time there was a lot of like gang violence-related issues going on around the community, so that was kind of like distracting. It caused a lot of fear among students, including myself. But aside all of that, we also didn't have a lot of resources at our school. A lot of the students, including myself, struggled with some issues, for example, our college applications. We only had one college counselor for all grade levels, like 9 through 12. And so that college counselor left after the deadline was over. So a lot of us were left with questions like, what do we do like after we submit this? Do we need to send extra letters? Or like, what if we get rejected? What can we do? So we were kind of left like lost. We did have like a substitute counselor, but that counselor wasn't very familiar with college. They were a middle school counselor. It was very tough.
Okay, well, how was the transition from a low-income high school to a top university?
The transition, okay. So when I transitioned from high school to UCLA, I was very, like, culture shocked. I don't know if that's an appropriate term to use, but I was, like, very used to being around with people who looked like me. For example, like, at my high school, a lot of the students there were Latinos or African-American, so I was just very comfortable. So when I got to UCLA, I kind of felt like an outsider. When I was sitting in my class, like, I couldn't find someone who, like, resembled me. Since a lot of students at UCLA are mainly white or Asian, so I kind of felt out of place. Sometimes I felt like I wasn't as smart as the other kids, since some of the other students had parents who were like doctors or engineers, or they had traveled to many cities, and I had never been outside of like LA, for example. So yeah, they had like a lot of like more options of classes to take. They had like an engineer class, and I think we didn't have that at our school. But yeah, I kind of felt very not belonging there. But as time passed, I realized like, you know what, like I have to step up. I have to be as good as them. So eventually over time, I got used to it, and now I feel like I'm doing pretty good.
And what would you want to say to the low-income students attending public high schools right now?
I would recommend a lot of those students to ask questions. A lot of the students who are going through what I went through, coming from like a low-income community, to ask questions. Like when they need help or they don't understand the material, they should ask. A lot of the times I went by like not asking questions because I was very shy. I always thought like, what are people going to say? Like, that's a dumb question. But no, just ask when you need help. Because if not, you're going to get through school, through life, not knowing what that is. And you really, really have to be prepared when you go to college. I would also tell them to not be afraid to seek help outside of school. If they don't have like after school programs, just don't think that school is the only place where you can find that. A lot of the parks around the neighborhood have after school programs. So just seek help, and if you're having trouble, get a tutor, and just don't get by on life without asking questions. So that would be what I would say to the students.
Okay, thank you.